This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 373 for Monday, May 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is sharply weaker Monday morning, seeing a continuation of Friday's sell-off as prices continued to back away from the record highs hit last week. Canola down 30 to over $37, the July contract down $34 at $1,154.40 per ton. New crop November down $38.90 now at $1,065.40. Losses in crude oil weighed heavily on world vegetable oil markets, with declines in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures contributing to the weakness in canola. The July contract briefly touched its 20-day moving average, but did find some support there, managing to hold above that key chart point. New crop November remains well above its own 20-day moving average. The Canadian dollar, it is weaker in early activity, that's helping underpin canola. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures are both lower, while wheat mostly higher. Concerns over an economic slowdown in China, as the country imposes fresh COVID lockdown measures, sparked a sell-off in crude oil that spilled into the bean and corn markets. July soybeans down 30 cents at $16.54 per bushel. Soy oil down 297 points in the July contract at 81.21 cents per pound. Chart-based selling added to the declines, with some stops likely hit on the way down. Expectations for increased sunflower seedings in Europe were also a bit bearish for the oilseeds, as farmers there look to compensate for lost area in Ukraine. May Day holidays in a number of countries did limit some activity on the first day of the month. Corn futures, they are lower, with the July contract down 15 cents at $7.98 per bushel. Dryness in Brazil, though, is raising some concerns over the state of the second corn crop there, helping temper the declines to some extent. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are higher, recovering from overnight losses. Minneapolis up 15 cents in the July contract at $11.81 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in July at $11.10 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 7 cents in the July contract at $10.63 per bushel. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain at the forefront of the grain markets. Dryness in the southern U.S. plains is helping keep a weather premium in wheat, but forecasts do call for some much-needed moisture over the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, heavy rains in the northern U.S. and into Manitoba are delaying spring wheat seeding in the area, although much of western Canada remains dry. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 2nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.